Well, all things rugby league has been about State of Origin this week, and it's all been about New South Wales in that tremendous performance, 26-20 over Queensland, in one of the more remarkable finishes we have seen. And in particular, New South Wales getting the victory at the death. The man who was there, he was in the commentary box, he was doing the stats for the match, David Middleton, the guru, joins us in the studio. How are you, mate?
Morning, boys. Yeah, look, it was a great night and an incredible finish. You know, the first half was a bit average, but second half, hard to beat for excitement, drama.
What about penalty-wise, Middo? Like, 12 penalties in that first half. I'm sure there's probably been more penalties in the first half, but
not
been
for
a long time since we've seen that.
Not for a long time. Mm. And I was interested in Graham Annesley's comments yesterday that set it up for the second half. Well, yeah, you could say that, but it was pretty average, wasn't it? You know, and it really stopped the free-flowing play in the first half. It stopped the players deciding it in the first half.
Do you know the reason why I think there were more penalties than... Because they gave a few early.
And then
they kept infringing. So they had to be consistent.
Back themselves into a corner.
If there was something about it, they were actually consistent about it.
And that's what I loved about Billy.
For the first half.
Yeah, but Billy Harrigan had the good feel and the touch. And he would know where the players were taking the mickey. And if they started to do it too much, then he'd give the penalty. But he let the sort of players sort of work out what the parameters were early.
Yeah, I think most people viewing that thought that a lot of those penalties were of the nitpicking variety, that they weren't blatant, they weren't obvious, and it didn't seem to be deliberately infringing. So anyway, but you know, that kind of finish in a decider is extremely rare. You know, you've had your Mark Coyne finishes. Yeah. That was in a game one. The Mark McGaugh try for New South Wales, that was a game one. But to see a series decided like that, there was one back in 2002 that ended in a draw. The Dane Carlaw try, that was a final minute try. Yeah. But that was a massive...
Corner.
Well, he ran down the right
same
side of the
corner,
field.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
Massive anti-climax, because that ended up being a draw and Queensland retained the title. That was at ANZ Stadium
they
as well.
That
so
too.
This was a grandstand finish with the home team winning. You don't get that very often.
No, they don't. We think James Maloney will back up for the Penrith Panthers up against the Gold Coast. Nathan Cleary hasn't been ruled out yet either from that high ankle injury. Penrith short against the Gold Coast tonight, 6 o'clock.
Jed Cartwright to debut for the Panthers.
Another one.
Up against the Titans, which is interesting.
Well, I was asking Middo before, how many sort of third generation players have there been, and has there been one at all? But Middo, you've answered that pretty quickly.
There have been a few, but there's one that stands out, and that's young Max King, who's gone from the Titans down to the Melbourne Storm. He hasn't played for the Storm yet, but he's actually a fourth generation player.
Johnny King's?
His dad was David King, who played for the old Gold Coast club. His grandfather, Johnny King, the St George great try scoring winger.
Famous player.
And Johnny King's father, Sess, played at Souths and St George, so that he's a fourth generation player.
You saw Sess, how was
it? He's very good. He was very, very good.
Went good, apparently. That's amazing, isn't it? Four generations. So how do you see it?
Panthers at home, going for six on the trot. I think they can do it.
All right. Do you give the Titans any hope at $2.90?
An outside chance. I mean, their left side attack is still one of the best in the NRL, which is quite remarkable, but, you know, they're too inconsistent.
Yeah.
It's hard to trust.
Sick the gump. Going for six in a row. It's hard to believe the Panthers.
It is.
Going for six in a row.
They don't want to drop this game, though.
No. And look, Mitchell Pearce should be on a high. There's a lot of Origin players supposed to be backing up for the Newcastle Knights against the Bulldogs. So Afidi should be fine. What did he play? 20
minutes at
20
max.
Minutes.
And same with Tim Glasby. I think he only played 13 minutes.
They're all fine.
Clemmer played around 41 minutes and was strong again for New South Wales. So... I'm going to tip the Knights at, you know, it's up against Canterbury, and there's no Kieran Foran. Young Brandon Wakeham's playing there.
But Bulldogs are coming off a good victory against the Sharks, though.
But they have struggled to put two together. They haven't won back-to-back this year, so I'll tip the Knights at home.
All right, so Newcastle, $1.42 favourites, taking them over the Bulldogs, $2.90 outsiders. South and Manly, this is buyer beware, isn't it? Manly, the outsiders, $2.35, $1.62. Trebojevic brothers, Cherry Evans for Manly. Do you think they'll back up?
Yeah, I did hear some word around the trap somewhere that Tom was going to be rested. I'm not sure about that.
Try and find out.
Yeah,
Nick,
not 100%
sure
on that one. Four Rabbitohs players due to back up. So this is a really tough one to pick. It's an unknown. It's at ANZ Stadium, where Manly's record's pretty poor. Manly have been performing well, and they've got a really good record during the day this year. I don't think they've been beaten in a daytime game. I think they're 6 from 6 during the day. The Rabbitohs, I think they've lost 4 straight, but Wayne Bennett's in charge. That's another factor. I don't think they'll be down for too long. I think South can bounce back. No,
Sam Burgess back, mate. That's a big.
That is a big.
That's a big bonus coming back from. Well, he's expected to be back.
And,
for
and he knows how to handle this period, doesn't he, Wayne Bennett? He's every team that he's coached, maybe not Newcastle, but certainly the Dragons and the Broncos. He's always had a number of players involved in Origin
exactly
series,
right.
So he knows how to.
He's had to
get
deal with
right.
it for yep. 25 years.
Yep. So if
years.
You if you want a man in charge, it's certainly. Wayne Bennett. So you're tipping South in that game. What about the Broncos and the Warriors? $1.58 Brisbane, $2.40 outsiders, the Warriors. Brisbane, they were great against the Sharks, given that they were undermanned.
If they can bring some of that same attitude to this game, they'll win it at home against the Warriors, who you never know what you're going to get. You never get an 80-minute performance from the Warriors. There was just so much energy, and I think all those new players for the Broncos made a huge difference to the team. And Darius Boyd probably had his best game for the season. He's back at 5'8". They've named Milford to come back from injury. So I'll tip the Broncos at home.
This is remarkable. We've spoken about it all week. And if it wasn't for State of Origin, this would be the headline. All this week, it would have been Cameron Smith. 400th game. Remarkable player. Before I ask you about your tip, where do you rank Cameron Smith in terms of the players you've seen?
Yeah, he has to be on the top line. The best player I've ever seen is Andrew Johns. He's such a different player to any of those greats. He's so different to Jonathan Thurston, to Wally Lewis. He's such a different player. I mean, so it's really hard to put him ahead of them, to put him below them. He's just a remarkable, I guess, a unique player. And this milestone, I was thinking on the way in, how it'll be broken. He's played 18 seasons of top grade football, averaging 20 games a season is not going to cut it. He has missed 6 games in his NRL career through injury.
I said 8.
So you're going to need somebody else to come along who doesn't miss any games through injury. They're going to have to play 18 seasons at the very least.
No, I don't think he'll get beaten.
He's played finals football every year of his career except for one.
And it's remarkable, given that he hasn't had any injuries, and he's also had Origin football. He's had test match football.
Well, how about
another 100 games on top of the 400?
You've got to be good enough to keep getting a contract and get picked too. And do you know what I mean? One thing to play 400, but you've got to get picked.
Yeah. Totally right.
You've got to keep getting another contract.
And have all that luck with injuries. He's made over 15,000 tackles, and I don't think he's ever been HIA'd. He's never had a tackle gone wrong.
No. I'd love to see the refs present him with the game whistle tonight.
Heard that in
a little glass box.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I think it'd be wonderful.
All right. Well, you tipped me, don't you?
Yeah. Well, look, I just think unless Cronulla can start well, they could be overwhelmed, because sometimes when it's such a big celebration and it's all about Cameron Smith and all about the Melbourne Storm, sometimes the opposition are just there as bit parts, aren't they? And they can get overwhelmed. But, you know, they do have a good record against the Storm, and they do have some experience in their side, but there's no Paul Gallen. I think they really need to stand up early in this game if they're a chance.
Could you entertain the Sharks at the line with 10.5?
Yeah, I'd say so, because I don't know if Melbourne will necessarily be going out to score 100 points. Yeah. I mean, they'll be happy to win.
Yeah.
No way Graham either. So that's
another big loss. Moylan injured now as well.
They've had a horror run, haven't they?
I'm pretty sure Moylan's...
Moylan's got the hamstring.
But he's got the hamstring.
I wonder if they put back to fullback. I wonder if they might put Sean Johnson back there.
And just on that too, Kyle Flanagan, I don't know why they want to release him, the Cronulla Sharks.
Well, they've got Townsend and they've got Johnson on a lot of money. That's why, and they've got, you know, they've still got Josh Dugan there on a lot of money.
Yep.
So they've got a lot of players on a lot of money.
But they've got him contracted. He's contracted for another couple of years. So, you know what I mean? They should have already budgeted for that somehow. The Roosters, mate, they're really short against the North Queensland Cowboys. We should say Gavin Cooper, 300 games as well.
Yeah, hasn't that got lost in the in the wash of Origin and Cameron Smith and Benji Marshall in the Parramatta game as well? Hard one for the Cowboys to win. Central, with Michael Morgan will be missing as well for them. It's on the Central Coast where the Roosters' record is average. They've won 2 from 11 It's games that they, and it's their home game that they've taken up there. Really poor record up there, but that, I guess that goes back a fair way as well. I'll tip the Roosters to win that one.
Right, Tigers till off 15 outsiders against Parramatta $1.72. Benji's 300th.
Yeah, and I reckon the Tigers will be very keen to perform well, considering what happened when they came up against Parramatta on Easter Monday. Celebrations for Benji. I'm going to tip the upset there. Actually, I'm going to go the West Tigers to win that one, and you might see a bit of a pattern emerging with my tips here. Yeah. 7 out of 8 home teams.
Home
so
teams.
Far.
I had a look earlier on. It's hard to go against the home sides this week. Ooh. The Dragons up against the Canberra Raiders. This is a toss of the coin job at tab.com.au, though. $2 outsiders, the Dragons at home.
It's at Wynn Stadium. Yeah, look, I've gone all in here. I've gone all in on the home teams. A couple of Dragons, two or three Dragons to back up after Origin. Corey Norman, Ben Hunt, Tyson Frizzell. So we'll have to watch that one. Whiten and Papali. Papali was good again, wasn't he, for Queensland? Yeah, I'll go the Dragons at home. You know, and it's pretty much a toss of the coin job. Raiders were disappointing last start in Darwin.
Okay. Have you got a special for the weekend then?
I think West Tigers. Considering they were beaten 51-6 the first time they played Parramatta, you know, it's a big turnaround to come back and win, but I think they can. They played well last game.
Confirmation too, thanks to Penrith, that James Maloney will be playing tonight, and we'll check on Tommy Trbojevic, because that's a big in or out if Tom plays for Manly or not. So yep. We'll double check on that, so stay listening. Mido, and just a quick one. Pup from Wagga wants it. Morning, boys. Can you please ask the guru, when does he think Newcastle will get the win in the grand final? It takes time to rebuild. They've got 5 Origin players. It's not a fair. It's a fair rebuild.
Yeah, and you know, that's the most they've had in over a decade, Origin players. You know, and that's a part of building as well, isn't it? Getting your rep players on board and that experience of playing rep football stands you in good stead come finals time. It'll be a year or two, I would think. But, you know, they're building well. They're tracking really well.
Be good for the game, wouldn't it? Rugby league, you'd be the winner.
Well, you've got 5 Origin players, but you've got, like, a Mitchell Pearce in a key position. You've got Kalen Ponga in a key position. You've got your 2 New South Wales
front rowers.
So the nucleus is there.
You talk about being good for rugby league. They've only won 4 from 8 at home this season, but they're averaging over 20,000. So
I love it, don't
if they start to consistently win at home. It'd be hard to, look out. Hard to keep him out.
Mate, that's something I'd like in my household. I wouldn't mind a few. I need to be consistently winning at home myself.
With what?
It's not easy to win at my joint. That's why I've got a dog. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Guru.
There you go.